Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening and welcome once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry here every Wednesday, and we thank you for taking the opportunity to join in. We do not take that lightly. As we move forward, I'd like to inform you that we are an interactive ministry. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in to participate, you can call in. The number is 347 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You call in and you hit the number one, and if you have a question, amen, and you can participate also with the Zoom. Our Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. Amen. Once you plug that in, you can be on the Zoom. We also would like to inform you that if you would like to go into the archives and listen to this message again, which we hope that you do, you share with a friend, go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. That's Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Amen. And you can pull up the, this message or any other messages that we have in the archives. And we just pray that you would use that as a tool or a witness to be a blessing to someone. As we move forward, we are in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, Illinois, with Bishop Eddie Harris, who is waiting to share a word with you. Amen. We know that he's been on before and you have heard him before. Amen. So we're looking forward to what God has placed on his heart to share with the body of Christ for this evening. And as we move on, out of the way, I'm going to move on, and we have Bishop Eddie Harris, who is waiting.
Amen.
And Bishop
Amen.
Harris,
yes, sir.
Are you there?
Amen. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Amen. You're coming in clear. You're coming in clear. Oftentimes, I do like to ask, are you clear? Because sometimes we cannot hear. It's amazing the what we go through with this technology, just trying to make sure that when everything is taped in the archives, that when people go back and listen to it, that it is clear. That is clear. So I just wanted to make sure of that. Now, I'm going to move on out of the way. And again, you know, thank you for coming and being a part of this hour. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank God for this day. We thank God for this opportunity. I truly thank God for Pastor Clay and for his wife and for the ministry that God has blessed us with. Before I go any further, I'd like to open with a word of prayer this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God. And God, we thank you for the service in this time. And now, God, we ask that you move me out of the way and that you step in the way, God. Speak and give a word that the people will understand. Speak and give a word that people will be able to use, God. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be your vessel for this evening, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you continue bless this ministry, dear God. Bless what they're doing. Lord, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. In your darling son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This evening, we're going to talk about the fact that God had it and that you just got to basically get out the way. You just basically got to get out the way. And I know I'm not using proper English, but that's just how I feel like saying it, that you have to get out. You got to get out the way. Amen. My main scripture this evening is Romans 8:28. And it reads, and we know things work together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. And we, amen, excuse me, and we know that all things work together. I began to look at that, and I said, I like the fact that when we look at this, it says that all things work together for the good, that no matter what the situation is, no matter what it seems like, it's working for your good.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to look at yourself and tell yourself, or if you have someone with you, tell them, say, it's working for my good. Because you need to realize this evening that no matter what you're going through, it's working for your good. Because he said, for we know, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that are called. All things work together for the good. It's working for my good. And if I had to use a subtitle this evening, it would be Get Out the Way So That God Can Get in the Way.
Amen.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You have to learn, we have to trust in the Lord. That is one of our hardest problems. We have a problem trusting in the Lord. And unfortunately, we can't be called according to his purpose if we're not trusting him. But we have to trust him. And then it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. We got a problem with that. See, we trust him with a few things. We trust him with a couple things. We trust him because we know we might have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very transparent this evening. I had a situation. I had some things that I was expecting a certain dollar amount. And I didn't get nowhere near that dollar amount. And I had this to pay, that to pay, this to pay, that to pay, and this to pay. And I started figuring out where I'm going to pull money from to do this, where I'm going to get money from to do this, because I was like, I got to get it done. I got to do it. And I realized, as I was sitting here writing this, I'm like, I got to do this. I need to do this. I got to go find this. But where is God in I?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God in I? Because the problem is I'm not trusting in him if I'm saying I'm going to do this. I got to find this. I got to get this. How am I trusting God? I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to put it in God's hands. And that's the only thing that I am going to do. And I said, God, you know my situation. You know what I need to do. You know what I have to do. I need you to take care of it. Now, is this easy? Not at all. Because I got stuff that's in front of me that I know that needs to be done. And in my mind, it's saying, Ed, you got to figure it out. Bishop, you got to find a way to do it. But my spirit says, no, trust in the Lord. Trust him with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, Bishop. Stop trying to figure it out yourself and let God do it. Because in the scripture, he told you that it was working for your good. If it's working for you, you got to believe that he has it. My question Amen. Is, do you believe that he has it this evening? Whatever it is that you're dealing with this evening, do you believe that he has it? Or are you still trying to figure it out? But as I go into the scripture, it says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Okay, so I had to realize, one, I had to trust God. Then two, I had to stop trying to figure it out. I had to stop leaning to my own understanding, going to my own way. Who can I borrow this from? Where can I get this at? I need to borrow this till this day. How can I do this? I had to say, nope, I'm not doing that. Stop leaning to my own understanding and let God do it. And so I'm realizing I have to lean not to my own understanding. But after that, in everything that I do, in all my ways, I got to acknowledge him. So no matter what, I got to be like, God, I know you got this. I know you got this. Because, like we said this evening, it's working for your good. So then I went back after I left Psalms. I went back to Romans and I said, okay, so Proverbs told me, trust in the Lord. So I'm trusting in the Lord. So then I said, okay, God, you keep telling me, I know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. I know I love you. I know I love you, but do you love it? You say you love it. You talk that you love him, but where's the proof? Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Let's be honest. Because, see, we say we trust God. We say, I trust you with our words and with our lips, but do we mean it in our heart? Are you really trusting God? Have you really said, God, I'm going to give this situation to you. I'm giving this to you. I know that you told me that all things are working for my good, so I'm trusting you. Are you trusting him?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and are called. Have you been called this evening? Have you been called this evening?
Well, I'm not a preacher. So what do you mean? Have I been called?
But you've been called to trust him. But have you answered the calling? You've been called to obey him. But have you answered the calling? See, you can't be called according to his purpose if, in fact, you're not doing what it is that you need to do. So how is it that you're called according to his purpose? Because if you've been called, then now if you've been called, you know your place with God. If you've been called, you know who you are. Do you know who you are this morning, this evening? Do you know who you are in God? And then if you know who you are, do you really trust him? See, that's the point we get to. We quote the scriptures that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we talk about faith and all of that. But the matter is, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Do you trust him? Have you given it to God? See, you got to learn to say, there's an introduction, and the introduction is, situation, let me introduce you to God. And God, let me introduce you to the situation. And now I'm going to let you two work it out, and I'm going to move out the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a hard time doing that. But tell somebody it's working for my good, because God knows what he has planned out for you. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I can just go down the scriptures where God has said, I got you. I can
go down scripture for scripture where he had said, I got you. But do you let him have you? Or are you still trying to work it out for yourself? Because, see, when you're trying to work it out for yourself, it just don't work. I was reading in Psalms. I was in Psalms today a lot. And I went over to Psalms 105:13, where it says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. God's got your back. Touch not my anointed. Are you not his anointed this evening? I don't know about you, but I know I'm his anointed. I'm his anointed. Why? Because, see, I'm of the royal priesthood. I'm of a new generation. I've stripped off my old and I've put on my new. I don't know about you this evening, but have you stripped off your old and put on your new? See, when you strip off your old, you strip off the fact that you can no longer trust. When you strip off the old, you strip off everything that goes with who you used. It's like when you're at home and you get ready to take your shower. Do you get in the shower with the same dirty clothes that you had on all day? And after you get out the shower, do you put the same dirty clothes on? No, because if so, then why take a shower? My son, I get on him all the time. I have an 8-year-old, and he'll go, he'll take a shower, he'll get clean, and he'll come right back out and put on the same shorts he had on. I said, son, why are you putting dirty clothes on a clean body? It's the same way when it comes down to Christianity. You were stripped down, and God has made you new. Why are you still putting the same dirty clothes back on? Well, Bishop, what do you mean the same dirty clothes? Why are you still not trusting God after you stripped off your clothes? Why are you still not obeying God? The Bible says that obedience is better than a sacrifice. Why are you not obeying God and doing what God told you to do, but you yet saying, I've been stripped down, I've been changed, I'm a new person, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, but yet and still, have all things become new? Have you really changed everything? See, we hold on to some things, but we quote the scripture, oh, yeah, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. Are you? Or are you just a creature with a few new clothes on? See, in order to be a new creature, you got to get rid of everything. You got to let God strip you down totally naked. You got to say, Lord, I'm standing here. I'm giving my all to you. I don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm not sure how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it, and I believe you. But have you reached that point yet? Mm-hmm. Have you reached that point where you totally trust him? See, my topic is God is working for your good. But can it work for your good if you don't have the right clothes on? Have you been dressed for the job? That's the question. Have you been dressed for the job? I know when I go to work, I dress for the job that I'm going to work in. I go and work around some dirty trucks, so I don't put no suit on to go work around dirty trucks. But when I got to walk into a corporate office, then I put my suit on. I dress for the job that I'm doing. Are you dressed for the job that God has given you? Well, what do you mean, Bishop? Have you put on your garment of prayer? How often are you praying? Because the Bible says to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing means to never stop praying, to always have a prayer in your heart. So do you have on your garment of prayer? That's one outfit. But then not only do you have your garment of prayer, because not only did he say pray without ceasing, but then he turned around and he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Do you have on your righteous outfit? Are you righteous? Are you right? Yes, I'm right. Why would you ask me that, Bishop? Are you? Because if you were right, you would be able to trust God. You would be able to give it over to God. But the fact that you still can't trust God, maybe you don't have on that outfit yet. Because, see, when you learn how to trust him, it's all about trust. Yes, he's got your back. Yes, he's got your best everything in mind. But you got to give up the reins. You got to let go. You got to say, God, I give it to you. When's the last time that you really told God, I give it to you and meant it? No. What we do, we lie. Unfortunately, we lie to God on a consistent basis. I know you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear me telling you that you lie to God, but you do. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I give it all to you. And then you go home and be like, let me get this book out and figure out, okay, I need to pay $300 and I only got $100. Who can I call and borrow $200 from? Let me see. Auntie so-and-so can lend me $50. I'm going to write that down and get $50 from her. I know I can get this here, and I can get this, and I can do this, and I can do that. Is that trusting God? But is that not what we do? In all honesty, is that not what we do? Is that not how we act? So how is it that we can quote the scripture, and we good, because this is a well-known scripture, Romans 8 and 28. We good for quoting that, and we know that all things work together. It's working for my good. It's working for my good. Okay, but if it's working for your good, then why you got your hand in it? Yeah, I got quiet for a reason, because I want you to really think about that. If it's working for your good, why you got your hands in it? God don't need your hand. God don't need you. God needs you to sit on the side and watch him work. See, God likes to show off. I've realized that. And when you bothering stuff, as my mama used to say, you bothering stuff, God can't show out. Sometimes you just got to go somewhere and sat down. I don't know about y'all, but I know when I was little, my parents tell me in a heartbeat, go somewhere and sat down. Get out the way. Go over there and sit down. You need to get out the way. Get out the way and go sit down. Unfortunately, that's the same thing God is telling you. Go sit down. Get out the way and let me handle this. I told you it's working for your good, but how can it work if you in the way? Get out the way. See, that's the problem. You talking about, oh, I bind the devil. The devil is a lie. It ain't the devil, it's you. You blaming the devil, it's you. You in the way. Get out the way so that God can do what he needs to do. Move, get out the way. I once preached a message that said, move, get out the way. And this evening, that's what you need to practice. Move. If you want to do something, get on your knees. Begin to pray. Get your prayer life stronger. And then tell God why you're praying. Lord, I trust you. Lord, teach me how to give it up. Teach me how to let go. Because, God, I got to let go in order for you to have it for me.
You got to learn to give it up. You got to learn to let go. Realize that the only way you can understand that he got you is that you let go. Before we go any further, I'm going to ask, do we have anybody with any comments or any questions? Because this is an interactive Bible study. So do we have any comments or any questions?
1 minute, mics will be on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, all mics on.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I see. I like your commentary in reference to cleansing. Your son taking a shower, for example, and after stripping naked and cleansing himself, which could be a baptism of sort. Baptism involves water, but to be cleansed, and then to turn around and put the dirty clothes back on, the dirty clothes on your body, but you could be spiritually cleansed, and then come out and then start sinning all over again. It's an abomination to God, you know, that you actually cleanse yourself of your sin, but then again, you go around this, you start rolling around in the mud, you start rolling around in unhealthy spiritual mud or dirt, and expect to be clean. It doesn't work that way. So I thought that was a very good analogy. And also, following what God's word is, stick to it. And as a parent, I have two daughters. But anyway, I raised them to understand right and wrong. And they have to actually make the choice as to, as an adult, I can't re-raise them because they're grown. But anyway, am I going to do, is this the right thing or this is the wrong thing? But this is something you learn, and we have to learn God's word, and not only learn it, but also put it to practice, because you can learn that you don't drink and drive. But anyway, when we take driver's ed, but then again, just because we learned it doesn't mean we're not going to drink and drive. You got to put that into practice, because you're risking people's lives. You're risking people's physical lives and their spiritual lives by our actions. Maybe we're not talking about a car, but our movement, we're spreading the gospel. People are paying attention to what we do and the things we say.
Amen, amen, amen. I like something that you said. Like you said, we have to put it in practice. Like you said, we go to driver's ed, we read the book, we learn. Definitely not to drink and drive. We learn to stop to a full stop at a stop sign. We learn a lot of stuff, but how often do we practice it? I know there's a lot of times I come to the stop sign. I live in a residential community, and I drive slow because it's children. But I come to the stop sign, and I don't always come to a complete full stop if ain't nobody there. I might come to a rolling stop. Should I do that? No. Do I know better? Yes. And what I've told myself, I got to do better. The same thing I'm telling you this evening. Do you know better? Yes. Do you know that you shouldn't do these things? Yes. But what is it that you got to tell yourself? I got to do better. Because, see, here's the thing. God is a forgiving God. He's a forgiving Amen. God. And he doesn't hold it against you because he knows that you know better. But he expects you to do better. Mm-hmm. In Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
be careful for nothing, but in everything, everything. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand this evening. In everything, he said, through prayer, through laying on your face, through calling out to him. And see, here's the thing that we don't understand about prayer. We think you got to be on your knees using big words, and you got to be, oh, God, I need you, and I can't do this without you. Oh, God. No. You got to talk to God. I don't know about you, but I talk to God just like I talk to anybody else. Man, I'm in trouble. I done messed up. I might be driving, and I'll just cut the radio off. I'll be like, look, I done messed up. I'm in trouble. I really need you. I know you know my situation. And all I can say is, God, I know I might have messed up, but I need your help. And I know that you are forgiving God, so I'm asking you to forgive me. Because, see, here's the thing. God is a forgiving God. I go to one of my favorite scriptures, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. But I like when you go down a couple more verses, it said that he didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what you need to understand. He didn't come to beat you up. He didn't come to beat you down. He came to save the world. He came that the world through him might be saved. He came here for you. So when are you going to accept that he came to make things easier for you? All you have to do is accept him.
Right.
Not partially. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me in everything you do. I get up, go in my car. I'd be like, Lord, I thank you for this car. I thank you for my house. I thank you for everything. I just get up and say that as I'm going. Because you know what? In all my ways, I'm acknowledging him. Somebody asked me how I'm doing. I'm blessed because I'm acknowledging God. I'm blessed. And I'm speaking it whether I'm blessed or not because I know that I will be blessed. So you got to speak it. If you speak it and you believe it, it can happen. Because, again, what is our favorite scripture? Faith is the substance. Things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If, in fact, we believe it. But see, that's where our mistakes are. We don't believe. We read the scriptures, but unfortunately, we don't believe all the scriptures. Oh, we believe that he'll save us. Yes. But we don't always believe that he'll heal us. But yet and still, he said healing is the children's bread. Then it went back and it said that he was, and by his stripes, ye were healed, saying that ye were healed in past tense, meaning it's already done. But we don't believe that. We believe that we can be saved. Yes. Now, here's my thing. We will believe God when we go in to try to get a car with bad credit. Be up there praying and praying and praying, and then it didn't happen. Now, I believed, but it didn't happen. Maybe it didn't happen because you didn't pay your bills and you got bad credit. Maybe that didn't have much to do with faith. Maybe that had to do with your circumstances at hand. But that's a whole other message we'll get into, because, you know, we don't preach about people paying their bills and understanding that having credit and having good credit and bad credit ain't necessarily faith. But that's a whole other message. But we don't trust God for trivial stuff. But we won't trust God for real things. But I come this evening to tell you that it's working for your good, that God has got your back. God has got you. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you." I got plans for you. I've already put things in order for you before you was ever born. Because remember, this is the Old Testament. This is Jeremiah. He said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Mm-hmm. He declared this. I know each and every person on this line, I already have a plan drew out for you. I'm the architect. I already have the blueprint laid out. So if I'm the architect, why are you trying to tell me how to build? If you were building a new home, do you go in and tell the builder how to do things? If you're not a concrete person, do you go in and tell them how to pour the foundation? Then why you keep trying to tell God how to pour the foundation? He's the builder. He's the architect. He said, "For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you."
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's working for your good. He said, "My plan is to prosper you." What does prosper mean? Plan to give you plenty, because I want you to be well off. It is not my plan to let you fall. It is not my plan to let your bills go to nothing. It is not my plan to allow things to fall apart. Why? Because I've got things in order and it's working for your good. I've told you, my plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. I have planned to give you hope and a future. Again, I'm just showing you what God has laid out for you. It's working for your good simply because he said, again, we go back to Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Do you love him this evening? If you love him this evening, you got to trust him. Do you trust him this evening? Because one goes with the other. You can't say you trust him. You can't say you love him if you don't trust him. And one works hand in hand. Do you trust him this evening? Do you believe that God has a plan for you? Do you believe that God has things laid out for you? Do you believe that he's already working and is working for your good? Do you believe that things are in it? He said in the scripture that even the birds don't have to worry about shelter or nothing else because he provides that for them. And if he does that for them, how much more will he do for you as his child? But you got to read this. And then when you read it, you got to believe it and know that it is working for your good. My last scripture of the evening, Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And if that ain't telling you something right there, that ties into everything that I've been saying. Be still and know. Sit down. Just like I said. That's God's nice way of telling you, sit down somewhere. You know how I watch Madea a lot, and I get a kick because Madea sit there and be like, ta-da. And sometimes that's just what God tells us. He literally told you right here, sit down and know that I am God. If that ain't a parent telling you what to do, sit down and know I'm God. Look. Basically, do you know who I am? Do you know what I can do? Have you seen what I've done? Sit down and stop worrying about this little bitty stuff. This ain't nothing to me. I got this and then some. Because guess what? I got a whole plan for you. But you keep getting in the way. Get out the way this evening. Move. Get out the way. I said that was my last scripture, but I got one more scripture I want to read. Deuteronomy 28:6. And it says, let me find it. Okay, there it is. Wherever you go, and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Be still and know that I am God. Well, that part wasn't part of that, and I'm sorry. I couldn't read my own handwriting. But wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. He said that in Deuteronomy, and that was in the Old Testament, before you were ever even thought about. He had already put it in writing that wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Just like the scripture I read before, our beginning scripture, understand that God got you. God got you. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand this evening, is that it's working for your good. No matter what the situation looks like, it's working for your good. No matter what you see, it's working for your good. See, you see one thing, but God sees another. You got to ask God, God, open my eyes. Let me see past what's in front of me and show me what you have in store. You got to ask, God, open my eyes and let me see the army that's out there that you have for me. See, because you looking at just what's right in front of you. And God said, close your eyes and open them again and now see what I've got in store. Because, see, God's got a plan. And God's working his plan. He just needs you to get out the way. God's got things set up, and he's working it out, but he needs you to move. He needs you to sit down, and he needs you to just do what you're supposed to do. Pray. Do what you're supposed to do. Believe. Do what you're supposed to do. Fast. Do what you're supposed to do. Do the things that God has told you to do, because he said it's working for your good. It's working for your good. I'm turning it back into the hands of Pastor Clay. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All mics are open. Are there any comments? If you have a comment, please, ma'am, please, sir, just go ahead and speak up. All mics are on. All mics are on if there are any comments. Well, I'd like to make a comment in reference to that. And as I was sitting here just looking at what you were saying, and oftentimes we do get in the way in terms of how what our beliefs are. You know, we say that we believe, but do we truly believe? Do we truly believe? And doubt gets in the way. Doubt gets in the way. And if doubt gets in anywhere in involved, then trust cannot be there. And God wants for us to just get out of the way. Just trust. Trust in means that you don't doubt. That you don't doubt. That you know that it's going to work out. That you know that in the end, the final end is going to work out. You know, it's and that's really basically how I live my life. Doesn't make a difference what it looks like. I just believe that it's going to work out. And sometimes I do get criticized for that. But it always works out. It always works out on my behalf. You know, so sometimes God wants, it's not working, you know, the time that you may want it to work. But God is just waiting to see that, do you have patience to wait on him?
Amen.
Do you have patience? You know, and if you don't have patience, is that you're getting in the way, that you're in the way. And if you're getting in the way, how can you allow God to come and bless, you know, whatever it is, that challenge or whatever case thing or anything that you may be going through, how can you allow God, you know, to do what he has purposed to do? You know, and as thank you for talking about that, you know, God has, you know, a purpose. You know, he has plans, you know, for all of us. You know, and the only time God can operate the way that he wants to operate, you know, is when we truly trust in God. You know, saying one thing and acting another is not, you know, that's not, it's not fitting. It's not fitting. It's not aligned.
Amen. You know, amen.
Not aligned. So I do thank you for that. And I'm thinking that, and I think you made another comment, is that if you doubt, you know, or if you are in the situation where you doubt, you know, even at times, the bishop used the term, he says, you know, just practice it. The more that you practice trusting in God, the more that you practice believing that God is going to work it out for the good, the more that you practice that, the more that it just becomes a natural thing. It becomes natural. You know, it's not sitting there waiting on it, you know, and you're looking at the clock, you know, or you're looking, counting down the days, you know, this is not happening quick enough, you know. So, you know, that's there's patience. There has to have patience. And that's what God, when I think it passed, the bishop was made a comment. He says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. You know, just take it easy. Chill out. He's not really saying that, but, you know, just take it easy. You know, just take it easy. Just trust me. You know, and when you turn it all over to God, your life will never, ever be the same. It will never, ever be the same. So I do thank you, Bishop, for those words of encouragement, of reminding us of how we are to respond in whatever that we do, just believing, you know, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, for those who love the Lord. You know, so I know I love him, and I know that those of you who are online, I know by belief that you love them also. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the line. You wouldn't be on the line. You wouldn't be listening. You know, so I just say to you that whatever circumstances that are challenges, you know, just trust God. You know, trust God. Keep believing. Keep practicing. You know, so those are some good, you know, strategies to follow, you know, as we journey, and I mean journey, you know, where Christ wants to take us. So, again, I do thank you for those comments. For those of you who have been listening on the line, I do see a few numbers that I do recognize, you know, but they're silent listeners. But you're always welcome, you know, to make a comment, you know, because, listen, my brother, my sister, our comments encourage one another. We encourage one another. You know, just because a person has been in the ministry, you know, for a long time, you know, doesn't mean that you don't have anything to say. You know, you might say something that will lift up, you know, one of us, you know, who's been in the ministry for a while, you know, and who's practicing it. You may say something that, you know, just you know, we catch on fire. That's just how God operates. You know, that's how God operates. So you don't have to be silent, you know. Just share whatever's on your heart. You know, just share it, because God is truly working on all our behalf. It's not just one. You know, he's working on all of our behalf. And that's just the type of God that we serve. Bishop, if you'd like to close us out, and again, I do thank you for coming on and sharing that word with us, and, you know, that all things work to the, you know, together for the good, you know, and we have to tell this, trust him, it will work out. And that is my belief. It will work out. It will work out.
Amen.
It will work. So thank you. So that is so good. Thank you so much.
We truly thank God for you, Pastor. We thank God for your wife. We thank God for the opportunity. And as we get ready to close out, as Pastor Clay said, just know it's working for you. I don't care. You might be sitting in your dining room this evening. You might be sitting in your living room this evening. You might be looking at some bills. Your car might have just broke down, and you trying to figure it out. What am I going to do? Know this evening that it's going to work out. God will not bring you this far to let you fall. It is not God's intention to let you fall or to let you hurt. But understand that God's time is not your time.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, as far as the heavens are from the earth, it's as far as his thoughts are from ours. And what we're thinking about right now, God has done seen that and gone on, and he's done already put a mark in it and know when it's about to happen. So, no, it's working for your good. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship and for this service. God, now we ask you to bless each and every person that's on this line, God. God, ask you to bless Pastor Clay. God, we ask you to send your healing powers to Dr. Suzanne Clay, God. Send your healing powers to her and to that house, dear God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have done. God, we thank you because we know that it's working for our good. And, Lord, if we don't see it, God, give us the faith to believe it. We trust you, we thank you, and we praise you, God. And until we meet again in your presence, cover us in your blood. Keep your loving arms of protection round and about us, God. Cover us, each and every one. We'll be careful to praise you and glorify you.